SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
He's rarely seen and rarely heard. But recent investigations have found Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei, the son of the former Ayatollah, may be tied to a vast global web of luxury assets worth millions of dollars. This is Dara Conduit, a senior lecturer in political science at the University of Melbourne.
He's known to have so much wealth that he's actually been given this nickname in the last few weeks of the Nepotola, which is a play on the term Nepo baby and Ayatollah.
According to multiple media investigations, assets linked to Khamenei involve a ski resort in the Austrian Alps, luxury properties in London, including mansions on Billionaire's Row, a golf and spa resort in Mallorca, and upscale hotels in Germany. Khamenei's opaque financial empire also reportedly stretches from Persian Gulf shipping to Swiss bank accounts. This is Conduit again.
The new supreme leader, and also his father, had garnished so much wealth from the state. So that means that it's really deeply hidden. We're talking shell companies and fronts and all sorts of things across the world.
This is Anton Moseyenko from the Australian National University.
The Iranian government, like many other sanctioned governments, is operating through proxies around the world, trying to ensure that it's more difficult for investigators and banks to make the connection between assets and the Iranian regime that's ultimately controlling them.
Investigators of Khamenei's investment portfolio have repeatedly linked assets to Iranian businessman Ali Ansari, who has been sanctioned by the UK due to his alleged role in financially supporting the activities of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which Australia considers a sponsor of terrorism. Ansari rejects these accusations. He is not on Australia's sanction list. This is Moiseyenko again.
It's always possible for sanctioned persons to successfully fly under the radar and have their assets moved to any jurisdiction. One can never discount that.
Members of Australia's Iranian diaspora have long heard concerns that the regime may hold assets in Australia. This is Rana Dodpur, a spokesperson for the Australian United Solidarity for Iran.
Talking about IRGC members or their family members or people who are affiliated with IRGC or work with them, having assets, properties, and even businesses here in Australia.
It's speculation experts say shouldn't be discounted. This is Clancy Moore, the CEO at Transparency International Australia.
We don't know if there's any dirty money being parked in Australia, but there is always a risk of illicit financial flows entering into our real estate sector.
According to a spokesperson from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade,
Australian sanctions laws prohibit making an asset available to or for the benefit of a designated person or entity, such as the IRGC. Further, Australian individuals and entities that hold an asset believed to be owned or controlled by a designated person or entity are obligated to freeze those assets and report them to the Australian Federal Police.
Iranian real estate agent and founder of the Genesis Development Club, Arash Jafari, warns Australia's money laundering laws are too relaxed and says customers who buy property under a trust could raise suspicion.
Australia technically is a place to hide your asset I'm not saying everyone's trying to do it, but for the people that they have that intent, this is the place to be for sure.
Reformed anti-money laundering laws will take effect in Australia from July, requiring some sectors, including real estate, to conduct customer due diligence and report suspicious interactions. Niamh Sadrol Odabai, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.